Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So in medical realms, today was a big day. This was like a big, big day. Now, for us, it was a big, big day because we got a statement from the American Heart Association. Okay? Now, people in politics and journalism, it's kind of big when Trump makes a tweet. Show business, it's kind of big when Taylor Swift, you know, debuts an album, or Beyonce or Kanye tweets something. All right, well, in medicine, if the American Heart Association makes a statement, you better read it. I mean, doctors were all buzzing going, did you read the statement? Did you read the statement? The American Heart Association made a statement. So it's like we all have to drop everything, right, and read the statement. If you don't, kind of a no-no in medicine. I mean, this is a real big deal. So I wake up today and I hear that the American Heart Association made a statement. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I got dressed, I put on a bra, you know, because you don't want to read a medical statement in your pajamas. You know, you just don't know how serious that medical statement could be. And they made this medical statement on cannabis. And they have, and they're big, right? If you have experts in the American Heart Association saying cannabis could affect your heart, well, that means something. I've been saying for years it affects the heart. I've been writing articles on the subject. I don't know if anybody's looked at my blogs, if anybody reads my Facebook posts or my Twitter. I have been saying it for years, but when the American Heart Association says it, everybody listens. All right, I get it, I get it. Well, thank you for breaking the news, all right? I talked about it 4 years ago, but nobody listens. Okay. All these little studies out there, Dr. Dahlia says something, no one listens. So the American Heart Association has said, look, we get the cannabis might have some therapeutic benefits for health. We're not convinced there's any cardiovascular benefits. And in fact, we think it could increase cardiovascular risk. So that's kind of big. Now, why? What is so bad about cannabis? Well, we don't know if it's so much cannabis itself. It could be some of the other crap that's in the cannabis, like pesticides and things like that. And so if, let's say somebody is smoking it and not eating it, all right, when you eat cannabis, at least the acid can maybe destroy some of the stuff. But when you're smoking it, you're getting that direct exposure into the lungs, and you're getting, and then to the bloodstream. And so years ago I wrote about how, well, maybe what happens is cannabis affects the contractility of the cardiac muscle. Maybe it affects that, which is why we're seeing heart failure more often in people who are cannabis smokers. Maybe there's some inflammation that can help, that can cause a spike in blood pressure. If blood vessels get irritated by something, they kind of clamp up, or they release this cascade of chemicals that causes clamping up, and then you'll see a blood pressure spike. And so blood pressure spikes, or inflammation of blood vessels, or an interference of cardiac muscle contractility are not good for the heart. Not good at all. And so we've been noticing increased cardiac risks. Let me shut this down. We've been noticing, you know, increased cardiovascular morbidity in those that are marijuana users. Now, the AHA, the American Heart Association, you know, still, suggests us clarifying which means of delivery of marijuana could be the most risky. I mean, I'm still thinking it's the inhalation aspect of it. Maybe edible marijuana might not be as bad. Maybe marijuana that has been pharmaceuticalized, right, and produced in pharmaceutical form might not be as bad. But right now, I'm going to say if you smoke, you know, and you have any risk risk factors for heart disease, meaning your parents had a heart attack, grandparents had a heart attack, brothers or sister had a heart attack, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you're overweight, if you have a lot of stress, if you have lack of activity, if you personally have had heart issues, even short stature might be a risk factor. Any of those, and if you smoke, of course, might put you at risk for heart disease. And if you smoke marijuana, that could be an issue. Now, many people have been asking, well, what about a lot of these COVID deaths? You know, marijuana exploded throughout the United States. We had legalization of marijuana all over the place. And then we saw this COVID epidemic. Did marijuana at all have any effect on COVID? Right now, we don't have studies. I don't know if anybody's studying it, but we just don't have any data. We can't say that if you smoked marijuana, you were at higher risk. It would be really easy to figure out, people. All right, just anybody who died, anybody who was on a ventilator, find out how many of them smoked weed and or edibles or whatever, and then just make a spreadsheet. I mean, it's really easy to do. I mean, you'll have to interview family members for those who have died, but I think that would be some valuable information, but we're not going to have that anytime soon. We do have a piece of data about secondhand smoke, and people have been concerned if their loved one smokes in front of them, will they get COVID? Well, we don't think secondhand smoke per se is going to give you the COVID, but somebody who's smoking, their mask is off, and then they breathe in the smoke, and then they have to breathe out the smoke. And so study authors of that study say, well, as they're exhaling, they're going to be breathing out droplets, and they might be exhaling a little bit more forcefully than somebody who's not trying to exhale a bunch of smoke. So if you see somebody smoking, not only do you want to stay away from them so you don't get the secondhand smoke exposure, but you also want to stay away from them because just in case they have COVID, they're going to breathe on you. See? So that's kind of where they are with that, because I know secondhand smoke kind of freaks people out. Secondhand smoke, you just don't want to be around it. I remember my grandmother smoking like a chimney, and I hated the smell. It wouldn't make me cough, but I'm like, either let me smoke with you or, like, you know, just don't smoke around me, because it's really secondhand smoke just isn't fun at all. So that stuff could be dangerous. But the other thing with the COVID deaths, going back to that, is if we do think there was an increase in heart attack risk with people who smoked marijuana, understand that many people who smoke marijuana also smoke regular cigarettes. So they are going to have to discern if cigarette smoking also put people more at risk for the heart attack, all right, or the respiratory failure. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
As I walk along, I wonder what went
wrong. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly A and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we were told that New York's Attorney General was going to drop a bombshell on some big breaking news today. And we find out that she is going to sue the NRA. National Rifle Association, claiming its former leadership mismanaged funds to fund lavish lifestyles. The General Letitia James claims that Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre, former Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer, Wilson Woody Phillips, former Chief of Staff, and the Executive Director of General Operations Joshua Powell, and Corporate Secretary General Counsel John Fraser, used the NRA as a, quote, personal piggy bank for years. She said in their lawsuit that the NRA funds paid for trips for them and their families to the Bahamas, private jets, and expensive meals. So she insisted the lawsuit was not politically motivated and that she was trying to financially cripple the organization. And not that she was trying to financially cripple the organization. Now, the NRA has supported Trump. In 2016, we believe they donated $30 million towards his campaign. And many people are kind of questioning if there was alleged fraud by some previous executives. Why does the whole NRA have to be disbanded? I mean, usually whenever there is fraud, then those people get in trouble. And new management has to take over. And maybe there's reparations. But does the whole NRA have to be disbanded? So, apparently they believe that it should. They say the NRA is fraught with fraud and abuse, she says, which is why today we seek to dissolve the NRA, because no organization is above the law. There is one set of laws. Today we send a loud message that no one is above the law, not even the NRA, one of the most powerful organizations in this country. Now, she's insisting that the organization be dissolved and not restructured because the alleged fraud is so broad. So apparently, Wayne LaPierre hired his friends in the 1990s, they said, and then used NRA funds to, quote-unquote, pay for a luxury lifestyle. Yacht trips to the Bahamas, quote, private jets, gifts, black car services, lucrative consulting contracts for ex-employees and board members are among the things. And LaPierre approved private jet flights on the company dollar for his family members, including his niece's husband, the lawsuit claims. Among them was a private flight for his niece and her husband from Dallas, Texas to North Platte, Nebraska. And that flight cost $11,435. Then they say he authorized a flight for his niece and her daughter from Dallas to Orlando for $26,995. And his wife apparently got to fly from Wisconsin to Nebraska alone. So, niece's husband went from Nebraska to Vegas for a Safari Club convention. Safari Club, I don't know if you've ever been. It's a great convention. You see, oh my gosh, you just, it's fantastic. I mean, you just see all sorts of equipment and, you know, things for fishing and hunting and, you know, it's really interesting because you would think that it would be more anti-animal, and it's not. You actually have a lot of, you know, animal-friendly sort of vendors there. It's the Safari Club. It's very interesting because, you know, you have a lot of people that do want to, you know, support species and, you know, support animals, and it's a great convention. You need to visit it when you can once, at least. But the NRA was founded in 1871. And it was founded as a recreational group designed to promote and encourage rifle shooting. Well, it grew, and it had to grow and expand as it found itself in a position where it needed to lobby for gun rights and against gun control. They also have tried to make guns safer. And they spend about $250 million per year. So there's a lot of debate on how productive the NRA is in terms of gun control and gun safety, et cetera. But like I said, it was originally more as a recreational club. These were people that, you know, would rifle shoot. And it was, I mean, you know, guns were big in the 1870s, and this was something that, you know, but as it started to, as political discussions centered around Second Amendment and people's rights to bear arms, et cetera, they had to be more in a political role, and now they're one of the biggest lobbyist groups. So people are concerned, well, what happens if somebody does try and disband it? And it looks like this has been an investigation going on for years. And, finding fraud could give the Democrats an excuse to disband it. Again, I don't understand why there has to be a complete disbanding. Why isn't there just a restructuring? So I don't know if that'll go that far. But what happens if the NRA does get disbanded? Does that mean people lose their guns? Well, it shouldn't. And from what I understand, there'll be new groups that'll coalesce and lobby. So I don't think the Second Amendment would be in that much peril as long as there's still people that lobby and, you know, fight to protect it. But it's unfortunate when these, you know, alleged expenses happen. And I, you know, for anybody who's ever had a business account, I've never had a business account. I have never had a company credit card. And from what I understand, people who have business accounts, it's nice. I mean, they get to pay for their room with the business account. They get to, you know, some of them get upgraded because the business is paying for it. They don't have to pay for it, so they get upgraded for their flights. You know, because I look and I go, how do all these people pay for, you know, first class and business class? Those are expensive tickets. Well, again, if it's on a business account, that's maybe where the extra money is. And if there are things being done for business, you know, but it involves you specifically, many of those charges are legal. I mean, you know, if a business has expenses and you, you know, are either the business owner or you work for that business and you have to go to those meetings and you do need to, do the marketing meeting or do the pitching or whatever. Those are business expenses. If this is your business and you're growing your business, those are valid expenses. But once you start to subtract employees from the expense and relatives of employees are using expenses, that's where it gets tricky. So let's say somebody gets assigned a company car. And this honestly, you guys might want to really kind of look up the rules. Many of you have been given, I would never imagine, you know, being bestowed such a great gift, but many of you have been given a company car. You have to drive, you have to, you know, do a lot for a company rather than the company reimburse you for mileage and, you know, your car getting taxed and, you know, and all the, you know, and all the wear and tear on the car, they give you a company car. Well, now you have a company car and you got to pick a kid up from school and you're in that car, right? And, you know, so you're going, you know, you're in that car all day, you're doing business. That now that becomes your car for the next year or two, but you got to pick up your kid or you get sick and wife has to go and grab you some Tylenol. So she takes the company car to go and get the Tylenol. Those are things that might be considered fraud, even though they are done all the time. You're given a company car. You know how many people that go on a business trip decide to also see friends and family on the trip? They're not supposed to, and they're not supposed to use company money for that. But technically, they went on the trip, and then they saw some family. Well, that could start to go in the gray area. So where companies need to be prepared is if the New York Attorney General can successfully disband the NRA because of misuse of company funds, then any company could be on the chopping block because I'm sure you're going to find something. Somebody is going to comb through every single expense that was ever done and every single, flight or trip or voucher. And so keep in mind that if there were any unauthorized charges, those get rectified right away. Because rather than a restructuring, they might want the whole place torn down. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn for August recess until a coronavirus relief bill materializes.
What we've seen is plenty of talk, plenty of stalling from Democratic leaders who've insisted on handling this themselves, but no significant movement toward progress.
Initial claims for unemployment benefits fell to 1.19 million last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The decline follows 2 weeks of increases in mid-July as states impose new shutdowns. There are 31.3 million U.S. workers receiving jobless aid payments. Also happening on Capitol Hill, Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is testifying before a Senate committee regarding law enforcement deployed to protests. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Secretary of Defense is speaking out after an explosion in Beirut. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the blast in Beirut earlier this week that killed over 130 people and injured thousands more was likely an accident. That statement at the Aspen University conference was in sharp contrast with President Trump's suggestion that it was a terrorist attack. Lebanese officials say it was caused by the detonation of tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical that had been confiscated from a cargo ship in 2013 and stored in a port warehouse ever since.
The Attorney General of New York is filing a lawsuit to dissolve the National Rifle Association for what they allege is self-dealings and illegal conduct. The lawsuit alleges the NRA failed to manage their funds properly and follow numerous state and federal laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for your calls, your questions, your comments. Keep them coming at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is Michelle Obama has come out admitting that she's been struggling with some low-level depression. And, I mean, out came the memes, right? Right, unfortunately, right? People started to make fun of Obamacare and all sorts of stuff, but it's not really a joking matter because, you know, she cited, you know, things of, you know, with COVID and being quarantined and how she's trying to exercise and, you know, and try to get herself out of the dumps that way. And, you know, it's hard for her to, you know, watch the news and, you know, see racism and injustice and things like that. And so I bring this up because, when a very, very powerful, very well-known person comes out and discusses depression. It kind of allows other people who have been kind of hiding it, thinking there's a stigma, to come out and talk about it. And I can't tell you how many people I've seen, whether they're colleagues, whether they're students, whether they're friends of mine or whatever, just in a funk. I have never seen so many frowns. And, I mean, these are people that are very, very chipper. And it's not a typical depression like I got dumped or I gained 5 pounds or, you know, I lost my job, something like that. It's not that kind of a look. The look I'm getting from people, not so much Michelle Obama, you know, she calls it low-grade depression based on the pictures. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. But what I'm getting and what I'm picking up by from friends and students and all that is futures change. The future's kind of wiped out, and they've lost their happy place. And they don't want to be depressed, but what are they supposed to focus on to get out of that depression? Okay? Michelle Obama could focus on a political run, or she could focus on something. I think they have plenty of money. They're going to be fine. I'm sure they have a career ahead of them. But you have a lot of people out there that have absolutely no idea what's going to happen to them in 5 years, in 1 year, in 1 month, in 1 week. Everything has changed. In my neck of the woods, our governor has kind of moved from the phase 1 to 2 to 3 and things like that, that kind of worried people because they were kind of block closures, to now, well, each week they're going to discuss and see where to pinpoint their focus. Well, the good with that is at least it's not broad closures, but bad is at any time, at any week, you can find yourself closed. And this uncertainty really weighs on you. So the statistic last year was 1 in 3 people might have some level of depression. That was before COVID. So now, looking at everything going on, we're kind of expecting depression to be a lot more rampant. And depression doesn't just have to be crying or, I feel sorry for myself or I'm unmotivated. It could be an eating disorder. It could be lack of sleep. It could be being grumpy. It could be anxious. You know, it could be, not having a desire to do anything or to eat or to take care of yourself or to do your hair or to, people always ask me why I don't use a comb and they go, are you okay? And I'm like, I do use a comb. This is just how my hair is. So, you'll know when I'm depressed because you'll see my hair and you'll be like, okay, you know what? She's just not even trying. This is me trying. So this is how I look. So what the advice I gave you guys last year when we were talking about how to deal with depression and how to get out of depression was, okay, you got to focus on the future. You got to realize this is temporary and that, whatever goals you had, get back to those goals. Keep building. We have to keep building, okay? So if there's a coworker that's driving you crazy or, you're having some issues at work, it's okay. Just, concentrate on, a future project or concentrate on maybe changing departments or a different job. In terms of a marriage, let's say you guys are stressed, you have an in-law at the house or whatever, then concentrate on a trip. All that advice now, it's kind of out the door. I mean, we don't know when we could take another trip, right? We don't know. I mean, yeah, you could take some mini trips. There are some states that are open that aren't going to make you quarantine, like New York. So there are some places you can go. So I think that helps. But in terms of your future and building your future and things like that, not easy. And then what I'm struggling with, I'm okay, and I think the reason why I'm okay is because I'm so busy. I mean, I've been working so much that I feel so blessed that I'm able to work and that I have jobs and with what I'm doing that I haven't had time to kind of, be upset about what the future is. I'm unsteady about it. I can't stand the fact that I have no idea, what my life is going to look like in a year or 5 years. But what really, really upsets me is not it really upsets me, but what's my biggest challenge is trying to stay positive for everybody in the family. Okay? My kids are smart. They're Generation Zers. So when I go, it's going to be okay. it's going to be okay. You know, we're not going to have civil war. We're not going to have people, you know, tear each other's businesses apart. We're not going to, you know, sink into the biggest depression of our lives. We're not going to do that. I could be as positive as it is. But maybe they're picking up that I might not really believe it. Or maybe they watch the news and they see people, right, go after each other, pull guns on each other over a stupid mask mandate. They see, you know, I mean, I'm trying to be positive for everybody else. I'm trying to be positive for you guys. Okay? Now, I mean, but you're not stupid. I can't sugarcoat something. All right? There's issues out there and these issues keep brewing. And, you know, even if they don't brew, there's going to be people strategically out there trying to rebrew them. And so this seems like an endless fight. And I feel like I'm just trying to bat these balls out of the park and just bat them and bat them. And more balls keep coming. And it's stop the giggles. And so it's a very frustrating time. So, all right. So if we can't focus on a trip, if we can't focus on a career goal, if, you know, what then do we do? Well, remember early on when we were forced to lock down and shut down and we thought it was only going to be a 6-week thing. What did I tell you guys to do? Well, I told you guys to start adding to your house. You're going to be spending a lot of time at your house. Start making a man cave or a girl cave or whatever. Okay? Start, maybe repaint some things. Maybe build some furniture with the kids. It's not that expensive. Kids love building furniture that they put in their room and then they paint and all that. Kids like having that ownership. Maybe do some home improvements. Let's say you are going to have to sell your house. Let's say the poop might hit the fan. And you're like, look, we're going to have to try to list something on the market in a market that's dropping. Well, then maybe do some home improvements. Maybe do some additions. Maybe clean things up. Maybe, you know? So you could do that. You could also, if you've never had a hobby and you've always wanted to do a hobby and you're getting unemployment and things are kind of stagnant, then start doing that hobby. It'll cheer you up. If you're really into music, you want to write a song? You know, nowadays you could write a song. You could publish it on YouTube. It's your song. You don't necessarily have to, you know, have Motown or RCA or somebody, you know, Capitol Records. You don't have to have a company launch you into stardom. You want to write a song? Go write the song and videotape yourself and put it out there. All right? You want to paint? You paint. Okay? You want to build? You build. Then in terms of jobs, well, that's where it starts to get a little anxiety producing, you know? Do we start building a company from scratch? All right, that's something that, you know, me and some friends are contemplating right now, okay? Well, we are working on it. It's a lot of work, but I tell you, it's keeping us focused. I'm so busy, I'm, you know, working so much that I don't have time to get upset. Now, is that the healthiest thing psychologically? No. You're upset about something, be upset. I think having, I call them B sessions, it rhymes with which. I think B sessions are great. I've had virtual happy hour with people, and we just complain about, and it's not talking bad about people. It's kind of just complaining about the situation, and it feels so much better. So complain. Get it out. But if the depression is starting to get a little beyond what you can control, definitely seek care. There's telemedicine now. There's doctors reopening up. You know, don't fight this on your own if you don't have to. 1-877-DOC.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, there's a lot of debate on what's going to happen with the election and mail-in votes and if they're going to count them in time and if the vote's going to be counted. So many people who are concerned about getting COVID or just concerned about the election in general are kind of committing to, you know what, I'm going to get my vote in early. I know who I want. I'm going to know what I want. I'm going to get my vote in early. Well, Trump wants now the debates to be moved up because if the debates aren't going to be done, the majority of them till October, most of the voting might already be done. So Trump has argued that the presidential debate scheduled should be moved around so the first one is held before millions of people start their vote. He has requested to move the first debate up, claiming it is a public service for him and Joe Biden. Giuliani, who represents Trump's re-election campaign, also sent a letter Wednesday demanding a fourth earlier debate to be added to the schedule. Giuliani said, simply put, the commission's current approach is an outdated dinosaur and not reflective of voting realities in 2020. Trump said Wednesday, the one problem I have is the debate's very late. It's at the end of September and a lot of ballots will already be cast by that time. So the president thinks, and he's right about this, that the debates might not hold that much weight. Now, the first debate isn't planned till September 29th in Ohio. Then, October will have one in Miami, Florida, and then Nashville, Tennessee. So, what's interesting is whoever has made up their mind now, let's say they've made up their mind, okay? I don't really know how many middle-of-the-road people there are right now. I think more people have been watching the news than ever before. Now, you have a lot of people that are sick of the news and they're turning it off. But I think many of the people who have been kind of middle of the road that have kind of turned off the rhetoric have been still in tune a lot to what's been going on. And I think they do already have a much more solid leaning. I don't think we have a lot of middle-of-the-roaders this year. I think people have made up their mind about Trump. People have made up their mind about Biden. Now, where the debates come in is you, if you have some people out there that are, well, anybody but Trump. So if you have that group of people voting, and like anybody but Trump, so yeah, I'll go for Biden. And Biden just completely bombs the debate. Those people might be like, okay, wait a second, really? I'm voting for him? Or vice versa. If you have people going, look, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't know what Biden could do. You know, the economy was good before the COVID stuff. I like, you know, what things were like before. I don't think I'm going to mess with it. I think I'll just vote for Trump. And then something happens in a debate, they might move over. So, like I said, I think most people have their decision made on who they want. But was it a weak decision or a strong decision? Those are like, I don't even care. You know, Donald Trump or Joe Biden could rob a bank. I'll still vote for him. Those are done. Those are in the bag. But the ones who are like, okay, you know what? I got to vote. And I'm going to vote, and I don't want to get COVID, I don't want to get flu, so let me just send it in now. Those are the ones where the debate, you know, there will be an effect. So I think the debate is important. And you do have a lot of Democrats out there that are concerned about Biden. And they're very excited about Biden's VP pick because they don't know if Biden is going to have issues in terms of, you know, his age or in terms of, you know, the press, you know, attacking his faculties and his cognitive abilities. And so, you know, people are, I think, really, really excited to see who he picks for vice president. On the flip side, you know, with Donald Trump, I think, you know, people are concerned also about his age and concerned about his stamina, but also encouraged, you know, kind of watching, well, you know, what are they going to find on the next? You know, what are they going to try and do? Luckily, people know who Pence is. Pence is not very controversial, you know, with the exception of those who might not agree with his religious beliefs. In terms of politically, he's not very controversial because they don't really let him speak a lot. They really don't let him do much. So, in fact, he really hasn't been in the public eye like he was supposed to with COVID. He was supposed to. He was supposed to originally run the COVID program or the COVID task force. And then I think somebody realized that that could be very dangerous since we as humans can't really control COVID. I mean, look what's happening with Israel. Israel might have to lock down. Europe is thinking about more lockdowns. I mean, this is something that's beyond, I mean, you know, countries that have done well with COVID are, again, rebattling it. And so if it's a lose-lose situation, get Mike Pence away from the camera and have the focus on Fauci and Birx, which has been done, which is why we really aren't seeing a lot with Mike Pence. Mike Pence is still very much involved, but we just don't see a lot of the headlines discuss him. So Biden is going to accept his nomination in Delaware instead of going back to Minneapolis, like, you know, usually with the Democratic convention. So if this whole election campaigns of this election season is already kind of, you know, off-putting and already, you know, not the norm, then, you know, and nothing's going to be changed in terms of election day. The election will still happen. Olympics are being postponed. Weddings are postponed. Kids going back to school is being postponed. Everything's being postponed. But the election, no, election will not be postponed. They're going to have to bend on some of these other rules. And so it'll be interesting to see. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are hoping that McConnell and Pelosi come up with a coronavirus relief deal soon, because I think vacations are supposed to start. And they believe that Congress will strike a coronavirus relief agreement. But there are still major differences. And I think a lot of it has to do with some of the extra money that people want for certain things. Those aren't going to be made public. We're only going to find out about it later, of like certain, you know, music halls or whatever got funding. And then, but to get a certain vote, they're like, well, I need to help my constituents, so this is what I want. Everybody wants a piece. They're going to have to decide how they're going to extend federal unemployment insurance, the moratorium on evictions from federally backed housing, help schools educate students safely, and other relief to cash-strapped states and local governments. Now, we're not hearing much about the whole eviction moratorium. You have a lot of people out there that own properties, and they need help. And if their bank does not extend loans, they're in trouble. So if you have a loan that's federally funded, from what I understand, you should be getting some relief. You should be getting some, you know, shall we say, deferments. But if you don't, it's a private loan, you could be in trouble. So these are things, obviously, that have to be looked at. They're starting to yield some ground on unemployment insurance funding and unemployment insurance and funding for the U.S. Postal Service. U.S. Postal Service might need some extra funding with everything going on with the mail-in ballots. But still, you know, they have to figure out what they're going to be doing with either $1 trillion or $3 trillion, depending on how much they decide to approve. All right, guys, we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.